guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. If you watch my other video I posted today, it was about quarterback Jay Cutler and how he's getting ground into the dirt by his ex-wife or wife or whatever on their divorce. And the reason why I wanted to talk about, let me brighten this up for you. There you go. The reason why I wanted to talk about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry again for the third time is that for me, this is, I don't want to make this channel about, you know, the tabloid type articles, but what it's doing is, and I said this on the other video, I'll say it here again quickly, is it's taking an average day guy's life and putting it in the spotlight so everybody can see what happens to guys in relationships. I'll jump right to the topic here. And Meghan doesn't like it. Harry sells rifle collection to reportedly please Meghan. Now, so what happens is, and I've said this before, and this is what happens in a very unhealthy relationship. And that's how I know this is going down the drain in the next year or so. I give it a year at most, maybe two. But in the end of it, either Harry takes himself out or I think he'll file for divorce. And he'll probably lose everything and he'll go crawling back to his family. But what happens is in the first video we watched, I said how Prince Harry is turning, how a woman can turn a prince into a frog, the opposite. She basically made him leave his family behind and they left, he left all his titles, he left his career, and he basically, well, whatever career there was in the military, and he came over to the United States to make her happy. So she turned a prince into a normal everyday guy. He renounced his princedom. Then in my second video, I talk a little bit about how that he's losing his friends and he misses his mates, and that he misses the camaraderie he had. Now here's the third one, right? We're seeing the slow decline. And again, I do this video because it shows what happens in relationships to guys when they get with somebody like this. The problem is you don't know that a woman is like this when you first start dating her or when you first get married. Everything's good. But then the slow slide starts happening. And before you know it, you kind of think to yourself, like, how did I end up here? Who am I married to? Like, what's going on? Well, Prince Harry, or, you know, Harry is, he's that guy. He's all of us that have been through kind of a miserable relationship. It's just because he's popular, people put it in the camera. So anyway, she says, Prince Harry, let me start over there. Prince Harry recently sold his custom-made hunting rifles as a way to please his animal-loving wife, Meghan Markle, UK tabloid said Wednesday. A fellow hunter bought the pair of prized per-day firearms, thought to be worth at least £50,000, in a private deal. Harry learned to shoot as a child and once killed a one-ton buffalo, the outlet said, but Meghan is opposed to hunting, and pals hinted that the Duke of Sussex would give up to appease her. That's kind of weirdly written. The 35-year-old was absent from recent shoots at Balmoral and Sandringham. You can tell I'm not English. I'm sorry if I butchered those names. The Sun outline. He sold his two British-made guns 5 months ago before he and Meghan, 38, quit the UK for a new life in North America. He bought them because he wanted them, not because they belonged to Harry, but because he was quite chuffed when he found out, a friend of the anonymous buyer said. They're beautiful examples, and he's very pleased with them, but he's not the sort of person who wants to boast about the royal connection. In other words, the guy was such an appreciated the craftsmanship of these things. I can't say the word, but of these, you know, rifles, that he decided he wanted to for his own collection, and that he was quite chuffed when he found out that obviously that Harry was getting rid of them. Conservationist Jane Goodall, 86, last week that Harry would likely stop hunting to please Meghan. Goodall told Radio Times Harry and brother Prince William were. Goodall told Radio Times. Oh, okay. They have no punctuation in this. Goodall told Radio Times, comma, that isn't there, Harry and brother Prince William were champions of the natural world, except they hunt and shoot, she said. But I think Harry will stop because Meghan doesn't like hunting. Harry and Meghan announced they were leaving behind their royal duties, etc., etc. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved members of the family, the Queen said in a statement, and added that she supports their wishes for a more independent life. And let's see if they have anything more on this. As noted by UK outlet, Harry was forced to give up his military titles when he chose the royal split. Prince Harry, who made a career in the armed forces before he and Meghan Markle were also lose some... Gosh, they don't know how to write here, Daily Wire. Come on. Will also lose some of his military titles. The report outlined Prince Harry enjoyed 10 years in the Army, leaving in 2015. He was Captain General of Royal Marines, et cetera, et cetera. So here's why this is a big deal, right? Okay, so first, you give up your career. You give up your medals. You give up your family. You give up your title. Come here to America. Then she starts getting on you about income. What are we going to do for money? What are we going to do? Well, you just made me leave my money. This is what you wanted to do. So I did it for you. Now you're angry at me because I don't have any money coming in? Now you're angry at me because we don't have all the goodies we had as royals? Well, what the heck? You just had me leave all that. Well, why don't you sell those guns? Those are worth 50 grand. That'll pay for this, that, and the other thing. And I don't like you hunting anyway. Can you hear one of your ex-girlfriends or ex-wives talking to you that way? I can. Why don't you sell that? We can put that money towards something. It'll let us live for another couple of months based on her lifestyle, I'm sure. And so why don't you, and you're not hunting anyway because I don't like you doing it. Yeah, but they're custom guns that were made for me. I don't care. You're not going to use them and blah, blah, blah. He's given up his job. He's given up his family. He's moved over here to the United States. He's given up his hobbies. He's given up his friends. He's given up everything because he's trying to make her happy. And why does he hang in there? Why does he keep doing these stupid things? Because he loves her. Because he wants her to be happy. But you see, these are the same guys that people will say, he's toxic. He's an awful man. Can you imagine he left her in the lurch, her and Archie? Can you believe he left her and Archie to fend for themselves? You know that's what he's going to hear. But in the meantime, he's just getting ground down under the heel. He's miserable. I'll tell you what, right now, me sitting in a little 175 square foot bus on a piece of land and getting ready to travel across the country, sleeping in my bed alone, maybe the dog joins me at night up in bed, no air conditioning, just opening the windows and running a fan to get a little breeze on me. I am 10 times happier than a prince right now. I'm 100 times, I'm 1,000 times happier than Prince Harry is right now. And it boils down to giving up so much to make somebody else happy, so much to make something work, knowing that when this ends, you're going to be the bad guy, and no matter what you do, it's going to be good enough. I'm going to keep doing these Harry and Markle videos because we're watching what so many men go through in an average, everyday relationship, and everybody gets to see it in front of them. But there's no stories out there about Harry's mental state, about how he must be miserable. Nope, not out there. No one sees what he's going through except maybe us, maybe some of these guys that do this video. The guy's done. He just doesn't know it yet. He's not got one foot in the grave. He's in the grave, and he's pulling the dirt over himself at this point. So, you know, it's one of those things, again, if you know somebody going through this, man, get them out of there. Help them break the pattern where they don't see what they're doing to themselves. Because at a certain point, you know, this becomes like, it's anguish. It's just abusive. And until, you know, if nothing helps for him, this guy's in trouble. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you very much for those of you that have. I appreciate it so, so much. It means everything to me. As always, on my Patreon and Subscribestar and things like that, and your emails and everything, I'll try to get back to you when I can. I'm just super busy, and I'm getting like 100 a day, so I just can't cover them all. The best way to support my work, like, comment, share, subscribe. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, when you see it happening to people that are prominent in society, it lets you know what a lot of average, everyday guys are struggling with, except no one talks about it.